I'm John Batchelor with Hampton Sides. His wondrous new book I recommend to everyone who's restless 250 years ago. This is the time to read the book. As 250 years ago, traveling the world was extremely perilous. In this instance, however, Cook is bearing for Tahiti, a well-known place called Aphrodite's Island. This is now August of 1777. They've been at sea for more than a year. They call the island they land on King George III Island. What are they expecting? Why are they excited, Hampton?
Everybody by this point had heard about how lovely Tahiti is. Beautiful landscape, beautiful weather, beautiful seas, beautiful women who are quite willing, and a great place to get some R&R. And, you know, I would say a lot of the young men on this voyage had signed on to it expressly for that purpose, to get to Tahiti and see if the stories are true. They get to Tahiti, and yes, the stories prove to be very much true. And they are, you know, unbelievably well received, and they eat like kings, and the women are beautiful, and there's a lot of carrying on the ship, on the shore, but in the jungles. And it's a wonderful experience for the young men. Now, but Captain Cook is there for a very different reason, and that is to deposit this young man, Mai, the Polynesian, in his home islands, and to find a home for him with all of his belongings that he's accumulated in England, all sorts of things, muskets and, you know, a weapon, swords, a full suit of armor, all these gifts from King George. That's why Captain Cook is there, is to find a home for Mai.
A detail about finding a home for Mai. Mai is not royalty. He is a commoner, and he was dishomed because of war between his island and another island. He has revenge in mind. Perhaps it's one of the reasons he learned to be such a good Englishman with a weapon. He wants to take weapons back into his island. Cook sees this. Cook understands. Again, this is Cook, the psychologist. He wants Mai to have some status, and he realizes Mai, in the presence of the king of King George Island, too, is nobody. So he proposes that Mai marry one of the king's daughters. What does Mai say?
Mai's not interested. He just says that she's not very good looking. I don't like her. No, thank you. He somehow, in so doing, irritates the king and basically negates this whole scheme that Captain Cook has come up with. Captain Cook understands that is in a really difficult position. He's kind of a nobody who has now accumulated a lot of riches, and he's got to find a home where he's not going to be constantly, people aren't going to steal his wealth and his muskets and all of the things that he's accumulated. It's like Captain Cook is brooding over a wayward son, you know, trying to figure out how to make a good home for him and a good life for him. And he worries about him. So they go from island to island, looking for a perfect place for him, and eventually ensconce him in a place called Huahine, where he lives out the rest of his days.
Yes, Cook calls these the Society Islands because they're all packed together, or because it was whimsical. Cook gets to name a lot of things, and sometimes he leaves the names off, and they wind up with the name Cook. A detail about Tahiti here in the final minute before we turn to Cook's moods. Red feathers. Did you solve that, Hampton? Why red feathers were so fascinating to the Tahitians?
Yes. Well,
we've got 30 seconds.
Okay. Captain Cook had accumulated a bunch of red feathers from earlier in the voyage, a place called Tonga, and he found that they were worth their weight in gold. The people in Tahiti couldn't believe that Cook had all these feathers, and it became a commodity. It became a currency. It was a royal color. It was a color of the gods. It was unbelievable. It changed the economy, really, of some of these islands that Cook visited.
We're going to the other islands of society because there's tragedy ahead, and it has a deal to do with Cook's temperament. Hampton Sides is the author. The Wide, Wide Sea is the book. Imperial Ambition, First Contact, The Fateful Final Voyage of Captain James Cook. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.